All right, welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're going to be looking at AI.
Okay.
It's kind of unavoidable these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
So we're using a daily chronicle of AI innovations to kind of guide us.
Interesting.
And we're looking specifically at the January 25th, 2025 entry.
Okay.
So it's a little bit like a time capsule,
Yeah, I
right?
don't like that.
We're looking back and seeing kind of how AI is influencing things.
Cool.
One of the things that jumped out right away was about all the lobbying that was happening in 2024
Yeah.
from AI companies. Like, as the regulations started to heat up, it seemed like they really ramped up their efforts.
Right.
Makes you wonder why they were so concerned, I guess.
Well, I think it's natural as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. You know, companies want to make sure they have a say in how it's regulated.
Right.
It's almost like they're trying to stay ahead of the curve,
Yeah.
influence the rules before the rules start dictating how they can operate.
It's a tough spot, isn't it?
It is.
Because you've got this drive for innovation,
All right.
pushing boundaries, you know, but you also got to be responsible.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, finding that balance is tricky.
Definitely a tightrope walk.
And it's interesting because the Chronicle then goes on to highlight
Yeah.
the NTT Data CEO.
Oh, are you
He
here?
gave a speech at Davos,
Right.
and he was calling for global AI regulation standards.
Interesting.
So instead of every country doing its own thing,
Yeah.
he wants everyone to be on the same page.
Makes sense in a way.
I can see why that'd be important. But to get everyone to agree, I mean,
Right.
that's a huge challenge. I mean,
Absolutely.
how do you even begin to
Yeah.
tackle something that complex?
Well, you've got to start somewhere, right?
I guess so.
It's a monumental task, no doubt.
And it makes you think about what could happen if, like, certain countries just said, you know what,
Oh,
we're going to do our own thing,
nah.
like, ignore the global standards.
Yeah.
What then?
Well, you could end up with this really fragmented world, right?
Yeah.
Where some areas have strict regulations and others are much more relaxed.
Right.
And it could impact everything
Yeah.
from where companies decide to set up shop
Okay.
to how data flows across borders.
Wow.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You might even face restrictions
And what?
on travel or
Really?
even just, you know, doing business internationally.
Because of the different AI rules?
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, that's a lot to consider.
It really is.
Okay, so we've got this global push for regulation,
Right.
but then the Chronicle throws us a curveball.
Oh,
Meta
okay.
announces they're investing $65 billion in AI for 2025.
Wow.
That's an insane amount of money.
It is.
I mean, what are they trying to do with that?
Well, it shows you how much they believe in AI, right?
Yeah.
It's the future of their business, they clearly think.
Okay, but specifically, like, what could they achieve with that kind of investment?
Well, they're probably targeting big advancements in, you know, things like generative AI.
Generative AI, that sounds pretty
It
futuristic.
is cutting edge, yeah.
What exactly does that
Well,
involve?
think about it like this.
Okay.
Generative AI is all about creating
Creating what?
new content. Like imagine
Oh, okay.
chatbots that can hold conversations that are almost indistinguishable from humans.
Wow.
Or systems that can produce realistic images, videos, you know,
Yeah.
Meta's investment, they could be leading to some really groundbreaking stuff in these areas.
So with that kind of money, they could really be shaping the future.
Absolutely.
But it makes you wonder, are they also trying to, you know, have more of a say in those AI regulations we were just talking about?
It's certainly a possibility, right?
Yeah.
Big investments often lead to influence.
Right. And speaking of influence, the Chronicle also mentions DeepSeek.
Oh, yeah, DeepSeek.
Now they're doing things a bit differently, right?
Totally.
This is an open source initiative all about making AI accessible to everyone.
I like their approach.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of what Meta's doing.
In a way,
They're
yeah.
developing these high-performance models, but they're making them available for anyone to use.
That's right.
It's like democratizing AI,
Yeah, exactly.
giving smaller players a chance
Startups, researchers, even just individuals, you know.
to compete with the big guys.
It's really leveling the playing field.
Yeah, it's pretty radical when you think about it.
It is.
Like David taking on Goliath in the AI world. But can something like that really make a
Oh,
difference?
absolutely.
How so?
Well, open source initiatives often drive innovation much faster
Okay, yeah.
because you have this global community of developers all contributing.
You're right.
And it makes these powerful AI tools available to people who couldn't develop them on their own.
So it's kind of like a counterbalance to the big companies.
Yeah, in a way.
Like it's this tension between, you know, the companies with billions to invest,
right,
and the initiatives trying to make AI more accessible.
A very interesting dynamic.
Definitely. And then the Chronicle goes on to mention warning from this guy they're calling the AI Godfather.
Okay.
Apparently, he's worried that policymakers aren't moving fast enough to establish ethical guidelines, safety guidelines.
Makes sense. He's probably got a point.
Yeah, it's like we're rushing towards this future powered by AI, but we haven't figured out the rules of the road yet.
Right.
Yeah. And he's saying that the speed of AI development is so fast.
It is, yeah.
That we need to make sure the ethical side keeps up.
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine a world where AI is making decisions.
About important stuff.
Yeah, about healthcare, finance, even legal matters.
Right.
But without proper safeguards.
Scary thought.
It's a little bit terrifying, isn't it?
It is.
And then to bring it all back down to earth,
yeah.
The Chronicle gives this example of how AI is already being integrated into small businesses.
Interesting.
Like everyday operations. They use this JamGack AI chatbot as an example.
Okay, I've heard of those.
It's designed to like handle customer service 24/7.
Oh, wow.
Streamline operations, even boost profits.
Sounds pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, any business owner struggling to keep up would probably love that.
Definitely appealing.
But it made me think, you know, even with these off-the-shelf AI solutions, it's not just plug and play, right? You still have to think about the implications.
Do you really do?
So responsible AI, it's not just for the big tech companies.
No, not at all.
It's for everyone using it.
At every level, yeah.
Absolutely. So it seems like responsible AI, that's kind of the big takeaway.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's the thread that runs through all these stories.
And it's really interesting because this, you know, the snapshot in time.
This January 25th, 2025.
Yeah, it feels like we're seeing AI at a crossroads.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Like you see all this incredible potential.
Yeah.
But also the risks.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're both emerging at the same time.
Yeah, side by side.
It's like we're standing on the edge of something brand new.
Right on the precipice.
But we don't know what's on the other side.
Exactly.
And this Chronicle, it really highlights those two sides, you know?
Yeah, the push and pull.
Yeah, you've got companies like Meta pouring billions into research.
Pushing the boundaries.
And then at the same time,
you have these voices urging caution.
Like the AI Godfather.
Yeah, and the NTT Data CEO
saying, hey, we need to think about the ethics of all this
before it's too late.
It's almost like a race against time.
It is, yeah.
Can we figure out the rules,
the ethical frameworks, the safety nets?
Yeah, before it's too late, before the technology gets too far ahead of us.
It's a big question.
And the thing is, it's not just happening in some lab somewhere.
It's not some abstract idea anymore.
No, it's like AI is already out in the world.
On Main Street.
Yeah, impacting businesses, everyday people.
Yeah, that JamGad Tech chatbot.
Right.
That's a perfect example.
It's making AI accessible to everyone.
Which is great in a way.
Yeah, it's powerful.
But it raises all sorts of questions about responsible use.
Yeah, how do you make sure it's being used ethically?
Right, even when it's readily available.
By anyone.
Exactly.
So that's where the regulation piece comes in.
Yeah, absolutely crucial.
But it's not just about the government making rules.
Yeah.
It's got to be a cultural shift, too.
A mindset change.
Yeah, like we all need an ethics upgrade.
I like that, an ethics upgrade.
To keep up with the technology.
That's not just about the laws.
It's about how we think about AI.
And how we use it.
Because we're all stakeholders in this.
Whether we realize it or not.
Yeah, the choices we make now.
Or the conversations we have.
They determine the future for everyone. It's a lot of responsibility.
It is.
It can feel overwhelming.
It can.
But that's why it's so important to break it down.
Right. To understand the pieces.
To talk about it.
To have these discussions.
And that's what we're trying to do here.
With the deep dive.
We want to give you, the listener, the information you need.
To navigate this new world.
Because this isn't just some abstract thing happening somewhere else.
It's about our lives.
It's the kind of world we want to live in.
The future we want to create.
And that future is being shaped right now.
By the choices we make today.
So let's recap a bit.
Yeah. Connect some of these dots.
From our glimpse into January 25th, 2025.
Okay.
We started with all that lobbying.
From the AI companies.
Trying to influence the regulations.
Their advantage, yeah.
And then we saw it on the global stage.
The NTT data CEO calling for international standards.
Because if every country does its own thing,
it could stifle innovation.
Create inequalities.
A real mess.
Then you've got Meta with their massive investment.
$65 billion.
Signaling that they're all in on AI.
And potentially gaining even more influence.
But then you have DeepSeek.
Yeah, the open source movement.
Trying to democratize access.
Leveling the playing field.
So anyone can contribute.
To the evolution of AI.
And throughout all of this,
that ticking clock,
the AI godfather saying policymakers need to act fast
before it's too late.
It's a delicate balance, right?
It is.
Encouraging innovation.
But doing it responsibly.
And it's not just some future problem.
It's happening now.
Like with the JamGetTech chatbot.
AI in everyday life.
Impacting businesses and consumers.
So are we at a tipping point?
With AI?
This snapshot.
Yeah.
From January 25th, 2025.
It seems to suggest we are.
The choices we make now.
They determine the future.
Will AI be a force for good?
Or will the risks outweigh the rewards?
That's the question we all have to grapple with.
Yeah, it's a lot to process, isn't it?
It is. Really is.
And this, you know, this snapshot from 2025, it gives us a lot to think about.
It does.
But this isn't just a conversation for, like, you know.
The experts.
Yeah, the experts, the policymakers.
No, not at all.
Everyone needs to be a part of this.
Because AI is going to touch all our lives.
One way or another, yeah.
This deep dive, it's really just a starting point.
Right, just to kind of get people thinking.
Spark your curiosity.
Yeah, we've talked about the investments, the regulations.
The open source movement, even those everyday tools.
Yeah, the stuff that's already changing how businesses work.
But now we want to hear from you.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
What stood out to you the most?
From this, you know, glimpse into January 25th, 2025.
Anything surprise you?
Anything worry you?
Anything excite you?
What questions do you have?
About the future of AI.
Let's keep the conversation going.
Because the more we understand,
the better equipped we'll be
to shape its development.
And make sure it's used for good.
That's the key, right?
Exactly. And this isn't about being...
So we got a tech genius.
Yeah, or a policy expert.
It's about being an informed citizen.
Yeah, in a world where AI is everywhere.
So as you go about your day...
Think about the stuff we talked about.
When you see AI at work...
In your personal life? In the news?
Keep these discussions in mind.
Ask questions.
Challenge assumptions.
Demand transparency.
Yeah, don't be afraid to speak up.
Your voice matters.
The future of AI.
It's being written right now.
And we all have a say.
It's up to us.
To make sure it's a future we want.
So stay informed.
Stay engaged.
It's curious.
Because the AI revolution.
It's just getting started.
And that's it for our deep dive today.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
For another exploration.
Of the world around us.